Welcome to season 28 of the Follow My Lead podcast, where I share ideas and best practices to help you on your leadership journey. My name is John Eads. Here we go. Welcome back. Another week to learn and grow and develop and get better. And that is exactly what we're going to be doing this week, covering a topic that is important for everyone, whether you're a leader or not. And that is empathy. Before we get there, just a couple of quick announcements. The next Coaching for Excellence virtual workshop is on February 11th. February 11th, go to learnloft.com, click on workshop to sign up today. We had over 35 people signed up for the last workshop. A ton of good energy, a lot of great people. If you were a part of that, thank you. I know so many of our podcast listeners showed up. It was great to meet many of you. Tell a friend, go to learnloft.com, click on workshop and sign up today. When you sign up for only $39, you also get the 8 questions to leverage to be a better coach immediately. Do not miss this opportunity. It will fill up. Go to learnloft.com, sign up for the next Coaching for Excellence workshop. Second quick announcement, I am speaking at the Leadership Development Day on February 4th in Denver, Colorado. This is a virtual conference, but all the speakers are coming together in person. I'm really excited about it. You can go to aidenleadership.com, aidenleadership.com, scroll to the bottom, hit register, make sure you use the code LDD LearnLoft. LDD LearnLoft. You get 20% off. It's going to be a phenomenal day, February 4th. I am so thrilled. I'm taking my whole family to Denver for the long weekend. We're going to do a little skiing. It's going to be our first time off with COVID, and I'm really excited about it. So I would love for you to be there live. I have a great brand new talk that I'm going to do, and I would love for you to support it. Go to aidenleadership.com, click on register, use the code LDD LearnLoft. LDD LearnLoft, save 20%. Now this week we're talking about empathy, and like most weeks, I'm going to start with a story. General Krulak used to be one of the commanders in the Marine Corps, and every year he and his wife would bake hundreds of cookies. And then on Christmas Day at 4 a.m., he would drive to every Marine Guard post in the Washington, D.C. area and deliver cookies to all of those who were working on Christmas morning. And one year, he had gotten down to Quantico just after 4 a.m. to deliver these cookies. And when he went into the command center to give this package, he ran into the Lance Corporal who was on duty first. And General Krulak said to the Lance Corporal, he said, "Who's the officer on duty today?" And the Lance Corporal said, "It's General Mattis." Confused, he looked at the Lance Corporal. He said, no, sir, who slept on that cot in this room last night on Christmas Eve?" Again, the Lance Corporal looked at General Krulak and he said, "It was General Mattis." About that time, the door just swung open and General Mattis walked in with his uniform on. He was ready to go, start his day. And Krulak looked at his friend, General Mattis, and he said, "Jim, what are you doing here on Christmas morning at 4 a.m?" And Mattis looked at his friend and he said, "The young officer who was scheduled for Christmas Day has a young family. And I thought it was more important for him to spend it at home with his family and for me to be here on his behalf." And just remember, Krulak, I work for them, not the other way around. Now, while this is an unbelievable example of servant leadership by General Mattis, it's a phenomenal example of empathy at work. And while many skills are essential in this new leadership era that we all live in, empathy is the one standing above the rest. Now, before you shake off as empathy is some kind of weak skill, I want to get really clear on what empathy is in the context of leadership, because this is a critical skill whether you have a team or not. And I've come to define it this way. How well you identify with others to understand their feelings and perceptions in order to guide your actions. How well you identify with others to understand their feelings and perceptions in order to guide your actions. And I often describe it to all of my coaching clients or in our leadership workshops. It's just someone's ability to put themselves in someone else's shoes and to act differently because of it. And while this definition creates some real clarity around the actual definition, the reason that empathy is such a critical leadership skill is that the one thing that every professional wants is to be understood, especially by their boss. Just think of your journey right now and think of your boss. How great would it be if they really understood you and they could walk in your shoes for a second and act differently because of it? It would create freedom in your job, is what it would do. And we all want that. We all want to be understood, especially by our boss. So here's what I want you to remember today, and I want you to write this down. Empathy accelerates connection. And connection is the key to leadership. Empathy accelerates connection, and connection is the key to leadership. And sure, understanding the feelings of a team member can be difficult because feelings aren't always directly communicated. I mean, we've all been in that position with a spouse or a colleague or a friend where you can't understand their feelings because they're not communicating them very well. So understanding how someone else is feeling, it is an art that requires a lot of practice, and I absolutely realize that. But the best leaders know it's hard, and they decide to do it anyways. And what I found is that most people struggle with empathy because they don't have empathy for themselves. I mean, just consider how hard you are on yourself right now. How many times you've had negative self-talk, or you've talked down to yourself, or you beat yourself up for a mistake. I mean, we've all done it. I'm guilty as charged. So it's hard to be great at empathy when we don't give ourselves empathy or give ourselves grace for being human and making mistakes. But the best leaders, they allow themselves and others that grace. And their empathy skills have been carefully developed over years of experience and countless learning moments where their empathy really failed them. It's what I like to call their empathy expertise, because they use that empathy in interactions and they're able to use it so well because they've done it so poorly in the past and they've learned from that failure. Because great leaders know that empathy impacts employee engagement and performance, and they are going to use their empathy expertise to drive those things. And I can't tell you how many research and articles and studies back this up, because they've all shown that higher empathy skills lead to an increase in leadership effectiveness and higher organizational performance. They all back it up. This is not a soft skill, and the best leaders know that. So now you're all jacked. I get it. I am too. I need to be a more empathetic leader. Hold on. Do not confuse for one second empathy and sympathy, because they are different, but people think they're the same. And if you use sympathy, it will hurt you and it'll hurt your team. See, when I coach leaders and using the skills off assessment or in our one-on-one coaching, this is one of the biggest mistakes people make. They confuse these two words. And while there are certainly some similarities, empathy will be a neutral or positive in the way that you lead. Sympathy will be a negative. Sympathy is having or feeling pity for someone without understanding what it's like to be in their situation. And I know this doesn't sound bad on the surface, but without working to really understand a team member's situation and then acting accordingly, you actually run the risk of holding them back through that pity rather than elevating them to higher levels of performance. A mentor once told me, he was so wise, he said, "John, sympathy is feeling for someone. Empathy involves feeling with them." It's such a small distinction, but it's so powerful. I wrote in Building the Best, empathy is only sympathy until you have humility. Having the humility to not think less of yourself, but thinking of yourself less will help you understand someone else's situation so then you can go act accordingly. You can use empathy and not sympathy. So then the question is, okay, now I get it. I don't want to have sympathy. I don't want to just have feelings for someone, but I want to involve having feelings with them, which is empathy. Then how do you do it? How do you lead with empathy in your life or with your family, wherever you want to lead with it? I'm going to tell it with you right now. And there's three really sound simple but difficult things to implement. The first is to listen like your life depends on it. I mean, just being in the same room with someone and observing them has always been a powerful way to recognize when someone is struggling. However, in this current work-from-home environment that many of us work in, this makes observing people and problems and challenges, it makes it 10 times harder. And that means you and I have to listen better than we've ever listened before. There's all kinds of strategies, but just remember this. Hearing is with your ears. Listening is with your mind. Engage that mind. Listen like your life depends on it. Really be where your feet are and really get locked in to saying, "Tell me more," when someone is telling you something. It will show them that you're listening and engaged in the conversation. So number one, listen like your life depends on it. Number two, fulfill each team member's most basic work needs. Now, one of the most popular strategies of highly empathetic leaders might surprise you. They actually get out ahead of someone's negative feelings. And while this might sound counterintuitive, it actually demonstrates incredible empathy because they use creative methods to fulfill each team member's most basic work needs. It sets a precedent that I understand you. And for anyone that's married out there, you know exactly what I'm talking about. How great is it when your spouse gets out ahead of your most basic needs at home? Feel whatever your love language is. When they get out ahead of that, it makes you feel like they understand you and they care about you. It allows you not to have those negative feelings because they're taking care of those needs beforehand. Now, in the workplace, it's a little different than at home, but most professionals don't need a lot. They all have basic needs. They need to have financial compensation to provide for the essentials in their life. They need to have enough work to stay busy and engaged. They want to have a sense of belonging and community at their workplace. And they want to be shown appreciation for their work ethic and their effort on a daily basis. I mean, if you really boil down our most basic work needs, that's it. Finances, staying busy, belonging, and then feeling appreciated. If you want to get out ahead of these problems that your people, if you have a team, are experiencing, capture those four. Get out ahead of it. Fulfill each team member's most basic work needs before it's a problem. And then lastly, demonstrate an ability to help, especially when it's not convenient. See, most good people are willing to help someone when it comes from their excess. It's easy when you have $100 or five 20s in your wallet. It's easy to give a 20 away to someone that really needs it. And while that is absolutely great, it's certainly better than the alternative of not giving, even when you have excess. Helping a team member or a colleague or a spouse or whatever, helping them when it's not convenient, it demonstrates great empathy. Because instead of talking about helping, you'll be acting on it. And that's the whole second part of the definition, putting yourself in someone else's shoes and acting differently because of it. Get out ahead of it. Act on it. And I like to ask leaders this: when was the last time you did something for a team member that pleasantly surprised them? Think about that right now. When is the last time you did something for a team member that pleasantly surprised them? If you can't think of something, you got to do something on your to-do list for today. I mean, just like any great Christmas present you've ever received, it comes from someone's understanding of what you want. Whether you told them or not, it's showing them that you get them, you understand them. So just to recap, how do you be a more empathetic? How do you lead with empathy? One, you listen like your life depends on it. I mean, really be where your feet are. Two, fulfill each team member's most basic needs, their finances, enough work, create a sense of belonging, and showing real appreciation. And then lastly, demonstrate an ability to help, especially when it's not convenient. I promise you, if you work hard at these three things, you will be leading with empathy, which is one of the most critical leadership skills today in the workplace. And your team's connection with you will improve, and your leadership will improve because of it. Because remember, empathy accelerates connection, and connection is the key to leadership. Until next time, be a great leader at work and at home. Let's go get it.